Lots of folks back east that says leaving homes every day, heading the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, trying to get out of the old dust bowl. Think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. For the police at the port of enter SA, you're number 14,000 for today. And hey, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden. Yes, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you will find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Now, if you want to buy a house or farm that can't do nobody no harm, or taking your vacation by the mountains or sea, don't swap your old cowboy car. You're better off staying right where you are. Better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day. But the only thing that the papers always say is, hey, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden. Yes, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you will find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys. If you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Well, here we are. It's going to be a fun night, I tell you. I wanted to start off doing a couple of farm songs, mostly because I was at the Farm Aid show not too long ago, and I had a good time. I knew I had to go, even though there wasn't a lot of folk singers there or something, but because I knew I was the only person left in the country that hadn't sung a duet with Willie Nelson. So I went and took care of that. But I didn't get a chance to do some of my farm songs while I was there, so I thought maybe I'd do a few tonight while I got the chance. And that last one was one of my dad's. He wrote a long time ago. I want to do another one of his in a minute. But I'll tell you, at the time, around that Farm Aid time, I wrote a farm song of my own. And I wrote it to the tune of my favorite farm song tune of all time, Old MacDonald. Goes something like this. This is what you want to do if you want to get in the farm business today. First you run down to the bank and you get yourself a loan. For $80,000 cash, you can drive that tractor home. You can drive all night, you can drive all day. You can drive over everything getting in your way. And you ain't gotta worry till the payback day down on the American farm. So you get some stuff and you spread it around to keep the bugs and the animals down, and you spray it on the crops and you pump it in the ground. But the bugs gets bigger and attacks the folks in town. You can spray all day, you can spray all night, but the bugs get bigger and they ain't afraid to fight. You can drive all night and drive all day and drive over everything getting in your way, and you still ain't gotta worry till the payback day down on the American farm. So pretty soon the stuff comes up, you goes to cut it down. You puts it in a pickup truck and hauls it all to town. But the more you grow and the more you spend, the less it's worth to the market in the end. You can spray all day and spray all night, but the bugs get bigger and they ain't afraid to fight. You can drive all night, drive all day, drive over everything getting in your way. But now it's driving you crazy 'cause you can't afford to stay down on the American farm.
There's
There's not many songs that tell a good story almost perfectly. This is one of them. My dad wrote this about 40 years ago and still holds true, because it's still hard to tell the difference between the policies of a politician and the policies of an outlaw. If you'll gather around me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, as in the town they rode. Their deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a lock chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. You know, it took to the trees and timbers, and he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. You know, it took to the trees and timbers on the Canadian River shore, but the outlaw found a welcome at many a farmer's door. You know, there's many a stub and farmer, yes, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little homes. And others tell you of a stranger who had come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. Come a whole carload of groceries with a letter that did say, you say that I'm an outlaw. Yes, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. You know, it's through this world I've rambled. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. But it's through your life you travel, and it's through your life you roam. You won't ever see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Early in the
morning. Now I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. When the leather hits the highway, Lord, I'm gonna lose my walking blues. I've got the key to the highway. Lord, I'm bucked and I'm bound to go. And I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is just too slow.
Help me out, boy.
Hey, play some of that organ. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is just too slow. Steve, play some guitar now.
South of the border, well, I'm better known, 'cause all you've done, pretty woman, is drove a good man from his home. So I got the keys to the highway. Gonna leave here running, 'cause walking's just too slow. One more time. I got the key to the highway. Lord, I'm booked and I'm bound to go.
So fast, freight train gone so fast. Please don't tell them which train I'm on, so they won't know which route I've gone. When I die, just bury me deep. Way down the low Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine. She goes rolling by. Freight train, gone so fast. Freight train, gone so fast. Please don't tell them which train I'm on, so they won't know which route I've gone. A stone in my head and my feet. Tell my friends that I've gone to sleep. Freight train, gone so fast. Freight train, gone so fast. Please don't tell them which train I'm on, so they won't know which route I've gone. Please don't tell them which train I'm on, so they won't know which route I've gone.
There are no kings
outside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheel gypsy queen, and her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream as he weeps. Two wicked birds of prey pick up on his breadcrumb sins. And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience in the precious wind they rock, while paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. The princess and the prince discuss what's real and what's not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. The foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. Friends and others, strangers from their fates try to resign, leaving men holy and totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. There are no trials inside the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me, tells me of her dreams, with no attempts to shovel a glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. And at times I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. There are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
I like singing some of those weird songs. Those weird, that's a great weird song right there. I was really never known for writing great songs myself. I was always kind of known for, you know, writing long songs. But I tell you, it never bothered me. I was never bothered by it. Because my dad told me, Arlo, it's okay. If you can't be great, it's better to be long. Here's a weird song. This is written by our drummer, Terry Oliveri. And you'll know it's a weird song because all you have to do is look in Terry's eyes. And you could tell all he can write is weird songs. Because it's hard growing up in America, and Terry knows this. It's especially hard trying to grow up now with parents that grew up during the 60s. This is for some of my peers out there, especially some of you moms. Mom's just a throwback to the 60s generation. All that junk like peace and love is just an aggravation. Ain't got no use for transcendental meditation, Mom. Your universal love is such a drag. Mom said Dad, he might have been a Virgo, or a head shop owner, or two freaks from San Francisco. A washed out surfer with his body golden tanned, or some lead singer in a psychedelic band, feeding me granola and other flaky stuff. You told me meat was hostile, but I just can't get enough. Being vegetarian just ain't quite my scene. There's only so much you can do with soybeans, mom. Your universal love is such a train. You know, mom keeps telling me about her days at Woodstock. 500,000 space balls, and all of them with their feet stuck. Freaking out on acid, and what Bob Dylan says. I think she's trying to turn me into Joan Baez. Oh, Mom, can you tell me where your head's at? I'm sick to death of hearing about where you saw the Grateful Dead's at. Oh, Mom, don't you know this is the 80s? Ain't got no use for transcendental meditation, Mom. Your universal love is such a drag. If I could go back home to the place I was raised, I'd catch the next bus and be there in a few days. But I just can't do it. I was raised on the road. I got no place to go to. So I guess I'll stay on. There's dreams that I've had. I wrote in songs yesterday. But the waves of the world have washed them away. Still I carry them with me. Wherever I go, they're my only possessions on this slow boat back home. You know, I've kept all my memories buried deep in my heart, where time cannot touch them and rip them apart. Still I look for the hour when I will be free from constantly dying and living on dreams. If I could go back home to the place I was raised, I'd catch the next bus and be there in a few days. My dreams in my pockets, my life it's gone wrong. They're my only possessions on this slow boat back home. A little ocean crossing, Steve. Looked into your eyes this morning, you were far away. You must have known I was looking for you. You knew you couldn't stay. All these winds blowing on me, blowing in a nighttime lonely, blew on over the ocean to you, blew my words away. Put on your heavenly shoes, babe. Walk around the clouds. You know that's where I'm bound to be now. I'm coming with the crowds. All these faces looking at me, looking through me. I don't mind. I just seen your face of worrying. Loved you when you cried. The water, you won't leave no tracks behind. Step across the moonlit ocean, it's only in your mind. All these thoughts just rip me up, and who can heal a heart that's broken? Like the wind that blows unspoken, blew my love away. Riding on the city of New Orleans, the Illinois Central, Monday morning rain. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name,
and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point and no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle, and feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel. If you know it, sing along. Good morning, America, how are you? That's good. Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. Steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got the disappearing railroad blues. And good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I've been gone 500 miles when the day is done. One more time. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Demonstrations, taking on what seems
of love kept alive, worthy of not being wasted. I don't wanna pick up, just wanna ride on the motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle. You know, I remember when I wrote this stupid song. I do. Because it was almost as just as if it was like 20 years ago. I remember because I was riding on my motorcycle. I was going down a mountain road. I was doing 150 miles an hour. I was playing my guitar. On one side of the mountain road, there was a mountain. And on the other side, there was nothing, just a cliff in the air. But, I wasn't paying attention. I was just driving down the road. And all of a sudden, by accident, a string broke off my guitar. It broke right there, went flying across the road that way, wrapped itself around a yield sign. Well, the sign didn't break. It didn't come out the ground. The string didn't break. Stayed wrapped around the sign. Stayed in the other end of my guitar. I held on to my guitar with one hand. I held on to my bike with the other. Made a sharp turn off the road. Luckily, I didn't go into the mountain. I went over the cliff. I was doing 150 miles an hour sideways and 500 feet down at the same time. I was looking for the cops. Because, I knew it was illegal. And I knew that was it. And I knew I didn't have long to live in the world. But in my last remaining seconds in the world, I knew it'd be my obligation to write one last farewell song to the world. Took out a piece of paper. I pulled out a pen. I sat back and I thought a while. I don't know, nothing come to me though. It was like writer's block or something. I looked up for inspiration. And there in the sky, burning in flames in the clouds, was these words. I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. I knew it wasn't the most brilliant song I was going to write. But I didn't have time to change it. I wrote it down. I learned it right away. Somehow or other, I survived. I remember because it was about the same time I started playing, I wasn't really playing back then, but I used to go into clubs with my guitar, in my hand, so that, they'd let me in for free. It's true. And I used to walk in and sit down somewhere, and if somebody didn't show up, or got too drunk and couldn't play or something, they'd be looking at me saying, "Hey, Arlo, come on up here, play a couple of songs or something, till we can find somebody good." And I'd get up there. And this would be the only song I knew. And I start singing this song feeling stupid, embarrassed and ashamed. People be looking at each other like, "We paid for that." And so I started talking in the middle of the song, hoping never to have to go back to singing that chorus again. As time went on, the song got longer and longer, and pretty soon, after a couple years, I could start this song on one coast and finish it 3 weeks later on the other. Finally, after about 10 years, I quit singing this song altogether. Until about studying the lyrics to this song in colleges and universities around the country. I don't feel bad no more. I feel good now.
It's okay to be stupid. It's smart to be stupid. And now I can sing with pride in my heart. I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle. 'Cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying every way around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. There's a man with his ticket from Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in the wall with his things and all. Smiling, said he was the Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Won't need to get yourself prepared. When you're on that last train to glory, you'll know you're reasonably there. Maybe you've been walking down the highway. Maybe you're hungry and poor. Maybe your ticket on the last train to glory is the stranger that's been sleeping on your floor. Baby, you've been flying down the highway. Gonna hop on the last train in the station. Won't need to get yourself prepared. When you're on the last train to glory, you know you reasonably there. In sorrow, and I ain't seen trouble all day long. We are only passengers upon the last train to glory that will soon be long, long gone. So I'm gonna hop on the last train in the station. Won't need to get yourself prepared. Let me tell you, luckily, we've recorded a bunch of stuff and it's still available. It's a great thing. I tell you, I want to sing this song because I was thinking the other day. I was thinking about presidents. It's true. I was thinking about them. And I was thinking about them when they were all trying to run last time. Because I noticed. Because it's coming up again. And I thought I'd get this song in your mind. Because it's hard to remember sometimes what they're saying. Even when they're saying it. Because I remember I was listening to them all who was trying to run for president. And they all were saying different things. But there was one thing they all said. It was exactly the same. And that was, you need me. And the newspapers and the TV start asking us which one we needed without pausing to ponder as I often have myself as to whether, in fact, we did. And it makes you wonder in the world. It makes you wonder. Because everybody remembers George Washington because he cut down a tree and he didn't tell a lie and he threw a dollar away. But what are you going to remember about these modern ones? Maybe something. Well, it's too soon to tell about Ronald Reagan, I guess, but even Jimmy Carter, remember him? Maybe we'll remember something like this. President Carter got into his boat. He wasn't in a hurry and he wanted to float. Think about the country. Think about sin. Along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. It's true. This is true. This is the stuff that history is made out of. It's not that other stuff. I sing the truth. I'm telling you folks right now in this room, 300 years from tonight, when people be talking about presidents, they'll be talking about George Washington, the cherry tree and stuff. Jimmy Carter, a rabbit attacked him in the boat. Because this is history. And you can be 300 years ahead of your time tonight if you help me sing this song. I go like this. I go, along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. And then you go, along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. You know what I mean? Let's try it. I'll do it first and then we'll all do it together. Along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. Along swam a rabbit and... That's real good. Okay, we're going to go right to the chorus now. The chorus goes like this. I don't want a bunny wunny in my little old boat. In my little old boat in the pond. Cause a bunny might be quizzy and a bite me in the throat. In my little old boat in the pond. I know. Believe me. I know what you're saying. You're sitting there saying to yourself, man, that's the stupidest song I heard all year. It might be true, but let me tell you right now, after all the songs you heard tonight, on your way home, this is the one that's going to sneak in your mind. So you might as well get the words right. We'll go over it. I'll do it first. We'll do it together. I don't want a bunny wunny in my little woe boat, in my little woe boat in the pond. Let's just review that much. I don't want a bunny wunny in my little woe boat, in my little woe boat in the pond. Cause the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the throat, in my little woe boat in the pond. Cause the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the throat, in my little woe boat. Oh, this is gonna be good. Well, I didn't really mean that. It's gonna be as good as it gets. Here we go. We'll start from the top because it's kind of a short song, thank God. Here we go. President Carter got into his boat. He wasn't in a hurry and he wanted to float. Think about the country, think about sin. Along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. Along swam a rabbit and he said, I don't want a bunny wunny in my little old boat, in my little old boat in the pond. Cause a bunny might be crazy and it'll bite me in the throat, in my little old boat in the pond. Look at him swimming, look at him fly. His ears laid back and a gleam in his eye. Hissing through his front teeth, swimming like a seal. If you were the president, how would you feel? If you were the president, you'd say, I don't want a bunny wunny in my little old boat, in my little old boat in the pond. Cause a bunny might be crazy and it'll bite me in the throat, in my little old boat in the pond. President Carter saved the day. He splashed with his paddle and the rabbit swam away. Jimmy was a hero and he felt it in his bones. And he said in the words of John Paul Jones, said in the words of, I don't want a bunny wunny in my little old boat, in my little old boat in the pond. Cause a bunny might be crazy and it'll bite me in the throat, in my little old boat. Once more for history. I don't want a bunny wunny in my little old boat, in my little old boat in the pond. Cause a bunny might be crazy and it'll bite me in the throat, in my little old boat in the pond. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Plant your row straight and long, season with a prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old crow watching from a tree, he's got his hungry eye on me. But in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. It's not hard. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile. Inch by inch, row by row, inch by inch. Please bless these seeds, please bless these seeds. Please keep them safe, please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Need a place to call my own, cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Gonna mulch it deep and low. Gonna make it fertile. Inch by inch, row by row. Inch by inch, row by row. Please bless these. Please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below. Till the rain comes tumbling. That's pretty good, but it's not exactly good enough. Hang on one second. Stop. Let's get this right. Because people are probably sitting out there not realizing the significance of this song. Probably thinking that this is just another one of those Dingleberry folk songs. And I used to think that myself until last week I was up in Canada and I was coming back down across the border. And they stopped me at Canadian Customs and Immigration because I guess I always, you know, stop people that looks like me. And it was late at night. And I was the only one there except for one guy. I was going over my papers in the back, and I was alone out in the room there, and I was singing this song to myself, you know, like, inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. The guy comes over to me, tapped me on the shoulder, says, excuse me, sir, but what's that you're doing, eh? And I looked at the guy. I looked at him. I said, I'm singing a song. He says, I know that, sir, but what language is that song in? I said, it's in American. And he looked at me with a puzzled, quizzled face. And I suddenly realized this guy's about 20 years old. It's probably his first job. He's just out of school. And he didn't know what an inch was. And it suddenly occurred to me, that wasn't no Dingleberry folk song I was singing. That song was about something. That song was significant. It was about the last place. It was about the last spot, the last bastion in the world where we still have the poetry of mile after mile in our lives. And not kilometer after kilometer. I suddenly realized that song was about something. That song was about a way of life that's rapidly disappearing from the planet. Maybe from the entire universe. It's true. I'm talking about a way of life that's disappearing. Disappearing because there's another way. Sneaking in. Sneaking in from the northeast, south. Sneaking in when you got to buy pop bottles and plastic liters now. And you got to buy gas the same way. And you still got to pay for it, but you don't know how much you're getting no more. Sneaking in when kids come home from school doing homework and parents don't even know it's math they're doing. Sneaking in when they put that red writing on the speedometer in your car. A kind of a subliminal learning. Sneaking in, changing our way of life, screwing us up. You know, everybody in the world, this is important now, pay attention. Everybody in the world used to have their own way of counting 30 years ago. No more. Now everybody's counting that same way. And look what's happened to the world in the last 30 years. There's no way to describe it nicely. There's no way to be nice about it. It's fucked up is what it is. That's right. Nobody can count anymore. It's no wonder the world's screwed up. And now it's happening here in America. And people asking, how come? And they got reports and commissions and all kind of people trying to figure out what's screwing up America. And friends, the answer is simple. Because the problems of the world can't be solved in meters. The problems of the world can only be solved the way we made them. Inch by inch. And mile after mile. So when you hear this song, don't be thinking it's some Dingleberry folk song. You got to sing this song. It's important. Because if you don't sing this song tonight with me, people could be singing this song here next year and everybody be thinking it's some foreign folk song that Pete Seeger always sings. I'm not asking you to learn a whole bunch. Just inch by inch, row by row. Here we go now. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden. Not enough, wait, stop, there ain't enough people. I know there's people in the back saying, I ain't gonna sing that song anyhow. If that song could save the world, I wouldn't sing that song. Because they don't like songs about gardens. They're living in a big city. They say, I'm through with gardening. I tell you right now, I met a guy like that last week. And I said, what do you want me to do about it? He gave me a verse to the song. And I'll sing it for you, if I can remember how it goes. It goes, slug by slug, weed by weed. Boy, this garden's got me teed. All the insects come to feed on my tomato plants.
sunburnt face, skinned up knees. I hate this next line though. The kitchen's choked with zucchinis. I'm shopping at the A&P's next time I get the chance. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes.
Once more for America, here we go.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Till the rain comes tumbling down.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me an endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
You know, I remember something just as I was singing it. You know, when I was in the sixth grade, I had to change schools because we moved. And I went into the new sixth grade. And they were all singing this song. And I was the only person there that didn't know all the words. Because nobody had ever told me that my dad's songs were sung, you know, outside the house. I didn't know that. And when you're a kid, you don't think of that stuff. So I ran home, and I learned the words and stuff. And while I was there, my dad taught me some extra verses that weren't in the school book version. My favorite one goes something like this. As I went walking, I saw a sign there. And on the sign it said, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That sign was made for you and me.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people wrote verses to this song. And as a matter of fact, when I was walking off the stage at the Farm Aid thing, you can stop clapping, we got a while. You know me, I get to talking and stuff and I can't think. It's hard enough thinking when you got chromosome damage. You know, the thing with chromosome damage is really great is that they say when you got it, one of the symptoms is that you don't know. I could never figure that out. So you got to take somebody else's word for it. I remember I was walking off the Farm Aid stage and I was saying how much of a shame it was that I didn't get a chance to sing that song there. And then I said to myself, alone, alone. Maybe it wasn't such a bad idea anyhow, because maybe this land ain't your land and my land. Maybe if it was, we could take it with us. And then I thought to myself, alone, alone. Isn't that weird that the problems these farmers are having ain't that they didn't know what they were doing so much, as they were doing it so well, it wasn't worth nothing. That's hard to figure out when you got chromosome damage. But that's exactly how the country operates. And so I said to myself, alone, alone. Isn't it weird that you could have a country whose problem is they got so much of something it ain't worth nothing, and how an ocean away you got a half a continent of people they ain't got enough to eat.
And I said to myself, alone. Even with chromosome damage, if you could think of that stuff, it can't be long before a politician could. And then my mind zipped back to the song. Because I could think of these things simultaneously. I said, I've sung that song all over the world, this land's your land. And you know, when they sing this song all over, it's really true. But they always have to change the words because California to the New York Island don't work everywhere. And then I thought to myself, why not? Just because it says California to the New York Island don't mean it's got to go in a straight line. It could go around the back way. Just because it says Gulf Stream waters in Redwood Forest don't mean it's got to go like that. It could go back the other way. And then the whole world could be singing that song. Except America. And then I said to myself, Harlow, how come you're thinking so much anyhow? You don't know any more after thinking than before you began. I never let it stop me, friends. I hope it never stops you neither. Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Oh, let me do one thing while I'm up here. Let me introduce the guys in the band, the women also in the band. Starting over there on that pedal steel, Bob Williams. On the guitar, Steve Hyde. On the drums behind me, the unbelievable Terry Oliveri. On the bass, Dan Velika. And the singers up here starting on that side, Rachel Gladstone. Nancy Bromberg, and Lynn Ray, and on a synthesizer behind him, that's my son there, Abraham Guthrie. Help me out. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California up to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. One more time. Oh, this land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arlo Guthrie, let's hear it.
I was standing by my window on a cold and a cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling far to carry my mother away. Will a circle be unbroken? Bye-bye, that's better. Home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. You know I told that undertaker, How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You know, I love singing this song. It's about one of my favorite ones. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. I remember back in 1964, something like that, I was singing on a radio station in Philadelphia. And it was late at night, and it was one of these 50,000 watt clear channel jobs, so you could hear it from Maine to Georgia. And I was singing this song, and I didn't know all the verses, you know. And so I asked the people on the radio, I said, look, if anybody out there knows the words of this song, why don't you send them to me? And I gave them my address over the radio. And within a couple of weeks, I had thousands of letters from all up and down the East Coast. And every one of them had the words of this song in it. But not a one of them was written by hand. Every one of them been ripped out of a hymnal somewhere. So one of the reasons I love singing this song is because I'm pretty sure I'm one of the few people on the East Coast that knows all the words. Another reason, the other reason I love this song, and I've been telling this story forever, so, because I love it so much. I know about the guy that wrote this song. I do. The man that wrote this song used to be the captain of a slave ship. And he used to sail people from Africa all over the world into this country too. But one night out in the middle of the ocean with a boat full of people, he changed his mind and turned the boat around. And he sailed everybody back home. And he went back to England where he was living. He started writing these songs. And though the man might have lived a long time ago, he's a friend of mine tonight. It's true. Because anybody who's not afraid to turn around and do something right is a friend of mine tonight. And that's not just individual people, but that could be cities and towns, countries, continents, planets. It don't make no difference. We can't ever let anything make us be afraid to turn around and do something right. That's because there's a lot of stuff in the world that needs to be turned around. And it needs everybody to help. It's true. And you ain't got to do all that much. Mostly you just got to open up your heart a little bit more every day and see what happens. Don't be afraid of getting hurt. It don't matter. And it's been nice to be here tonight too and sing our weird songs with you and have some fun. And thank you for coming. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. That's when we first begun. Help us out now.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
God bless you. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arlo Guthrie. And his wonderful band and Mr. David Bromberg. Let's hear it. one of the finest performances we've ever had at Rockefeller's.